A powerful new art installation by Exwaylactoon, Rick Harry, now graces the foyer of Brennan Park Recreation Center. There will be a ceremony for the renowned Squaxwu 7 Mesh Uxwumix, Squamish Nation, Artists Orange Shirts piece at 5 p.m. on Friday, September 30, which is the National Day for Truth and Reconciliation. Previously, it is also known as Orange Shirt Day. The federally recognized day honors the lost children and survivors of residential schools. This event will follow the annual march to Junction Park and Osium Pavilion that afternoon. Harry's piece, which took about 3 months from start to finish, has a reimagining of the Canadian flag, with two orange t-shirts on either side. The shirts signify Orange Shirt Day, which was started by Phyllis, Jack, Webstead, who is Northern Secupmc from the Saintswejmc Exkatem First Nation. When Webstead was 6 years old in 1973, she went to school in Mission wearing a shiny new orange shirt that she was very proud of. It was taken from her, and she never saw it again. The color orange has always reminded me of that and how my feelings didn't matter, how no one cared and how I felt like I was worth nothing, Webstead has said. She founded and is the ambassador of the Orange Shirt Society. She now travels the country telling her story and raising awareness about the impacts of the residential school system. Harry represents her in his piece. She's been through a lot and witnessed a lot of tears and crying, he said. I have her, a picture of a female person, with a tear coming out of her eye. There is also an image of a button blanket, because in our culture with blankets, when we wrap somebody, we're honoring them. We're caring for them, and we're giving them love and comfort in that. So I have a blanket going around her. On the blanket are a killer whale and a bear symbolizing power and strength, according to Harry. So that she can carry on, he said, adding the images reflect all children and every child matters. On each side of the blanket are 7 abalone buttons. Abalone symbolizes wealth. Having 7 buttons represents the 7 generations of the future. We always have to look forward to all 7 generations. Whatever we have now, they should have, Harry said. As part of the Truth and Reconciliation Commission process and the 94 calls to action, it is also said that it will take 7 generations to heal from the trauma done by residential schools, Harry added. Also in the painting are eagles that are watching over us and witnessing, Harry said. Symbolizing that new vision that we're all leaning towards in truth and reconciliation, he said. Inside the Canadian maple leaf, there is a thunderbird. Its hands are kind of going up. It almost looks like it is saying, oh, wait. Let's look at this picture and represent all of Canada, Harry explained. Then there is what looks like a yield sign with a boy and girl inside it. We really have to care for them, Harry said, adding that viewers of the piece will likely get more out of their own interpretations. The pieces can be moved if need be for the rec center renovations. Harry said he is glad the last few years have seen more talk of truth and reconciliation. I'm glad that it's going across Canada, he said. First Nations people didn't do anything wrong to reconcile. But the reconciliation has come more from the Canadian side. That's why I made the flag kind of idea happening. It takes all of us to work on it to move forward. Harry and Glenn Campbell received a Squamish Arts Public Art Grant for the project. This funding is awarded by the District of Squamish to Squamish Arts through the Community Enhancement Grant Program. Having the opportunity to work with Exwaylactoon on the Orange Shirts has been an experience of cultural sharing and learning, said Glenn Campbell. I sincerely hope the 94 calls to action towards truth and reconciliation are continued to be adopted and actioned by individuals, organizations, corporations and governments.